free. Yeah. Isn't it good to have somebody's blood that has no spot or wrinkle that speaks for you? That's who's speaking for me tonight. Well, you know, it's powerful to hear some of the things. And you know, God is truly amazing. He's a mighty God. I want to say this at the upstart of this meeting. You know, sometimes the devil comes in and he tries to scare you. I'm not as scared of the devil tonight. I say this here honestly. And the king knows. The king has power over the enemy. Let me explain one thing. If you're ever in a dark place and you hear a roar and it sounds like there's something terrible going to attack you. I mind one day at a zoo with Tommy and a lion roared. And it was a bit, it moved you. But that was a real lion. But when the devil roars, turn the lights on him. He's just a mouse in the corner. He's not a real lion. God's light exposes lions that aren't real lions. You could hear a loud noise, but it means nothing. Kids around certain times of year throw out bangers. No one's got shot. No one's got killed. It's just the noise. But God's people today are dismayed with noises from the enemy. And there's a noise in the camp tonight. But it's a noise of a going up. And Jesus is coming back. And Jesus, listen, God is so real. I did never think I'd see myself wanting to stand behind a pulpit. Rather, probably behind bars. That's how things was looking. I used to get excited to get into fights. I enjoyed a good fight. The bigger the wood, the better. Because I was able to move in and cut the ribs off them. And you know, I'd say that there so you understand. I'm a safe man tonight. But you know, you can laugh and holler. But the world's real, you know. You're not going to go out into the world or enjoy their company and take time to play with the world. You can't play with the world and be an eagle. An eagle doesn't cluck with turkeys. Whenever Israel gets set free, and whenever they come out, and whenever people were set free from bondage, there was a lifting up of hands. Feeble hands. God lifts them. Listen, there was a parade in Belfast recently. They said it was pride. They should have called it Satan. Because he was the fellow with the pride. He was lifted up, wasn't he? But Deuteronomy tells me of them people. I just want to quickly, I'll get to what I want to say tonight. But listen, be not deceived by the enemy. The enemy's days are numbered. He has but a short time to go. But the Lord loves you tonight. He's given himself for you. And if you'll hearken on to his word tonight, he'll hear you. Amen. You know, when I ran about as a young man, as I say, I got excited and I realized how easy it was. Men are just men. They have breath. And when you know how to close a man's breath down, he can't breathe. Then you've got all the time in the world and it only takes a few minutes. You can do what you want with them. And to my displeasure, I took out four doormen one night. And I ended up, they all were hospitalized. Because I was not a mouse. But I had something inside me that was real. Because I had a lion instinct. The lion's not the biggest animal in the jungle. He's not the biggest. The elephant, sir, the giraffe, they're all bigger than him. But they look at the lion and they say, that boy could eat me. So remember, the lion is the king of the jungle. But Jesus Christ tonight is the king in here. And he is the king of my life. He is the one that lets me breathe. He is the one that one day when I was dead in trespasses of sin, that he came and says, I am life for you, young man. I enjoyed going out to them places, the coats and all them places, because I knew you'd get a few roosters at the end of the night wanting to fight. And it was enjoyable for me when I look back now. But I know, I thank God that I'm changed tonight. But I'm still the same flesh and blood, but more power tonight, because Jesus is on the inside, breaking down the wall of the enemy. And God will give you power. Christians aren't feeble. Look at Belfast. There's hope for all that have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I get lifted a few times to the police. It didn't matter where I was, they wanted to lift me. And one night they came to lift me. And I said to myself, I'm getting fed up with these boys. And they all had wee small shoulders. And they were pretty big round the middle. And they weren't very fit, most policemen. And sorry to say that, but it's true. Going back from experience. And one night they tried to put cuffs on me outside a nightclub and they couldn't do it. And one man tried so hard he threw up. He was physically sick because he hadn't got no strength to do nothing. But when David met Goliath, David sorted out Goliath because he had God on his side. And you know, I run about and I tormented and done things I shouldn't have done. I don't want to take a lot of time in telling you about that tonight. Maybe some other time. And I asked Jennifer to give a testimony tonight. And I just want to bring the word of the Lord tonight. Amen. But you know, God is good. Now, are you glad you're saved tonight? Are you really glad? The King is coming. I was saying about the pride parade. Sorry, I'll take you to Isaiah. On chapter 3, on verse 9, I want to tell you just quickly about the pride parade before I get to my main scripture. I'll just take you nicely and tell you about it. Because these things are exposed with God's light. In Isaiah chapter 3, you may say, see that the Lord knows your heart. Amen. Amen. But not only is in prison for sitting. God's real tonight. His mercy is everlasting. Amen. We go to the scriptures, Isaiah 3 and verse 9. The show of their kindness of witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hate it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. I was in a nightclub once in Dublin, and I was witnessing the people of Sodom, and Gary tried to explain to me, he says, you sound like my mother. She wants me to settle down and procreate or have a wife and do that which is normal and start a family. God wanted a family. And because of what happened in the garden, sin entered into the world. But here we see just a simple scripture for anybody that wants to take that. But we slip over to Ephesians tonight. Amen. And we'll go to chapter 2. And I have a wee bit of a lengthy reading tonight. But I want you to realize, I wasn't always a fella that wanted to get to Sunday school. I didn't think it was very exciting. I used to go to the Free Presbyterian. I was sent to it. I went to the brethren meetings. I went to different meetings. If there were hand-out sweets and I could get wrestling on the bus, I was glad to go. But I heard the word of God in them places. See, you can't hide from God. You need to be real. Your experience could be different than mine. But I thank God. I thought I had it all worked out. But God, oh, his precious mercy and grace. He found it fit to save me. But I want to tell you about me tonight and the scriptures. We're going to go to Ephesians 2. Amen. Starting with the first verse. And you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the earth, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in times past, and the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath. Do you hear that? By nature. Even as others. But God. I want you to get that tonight. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he may show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved, through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called on circumcision by the which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, having no hope. Do you hear that this evening? Having no hope. And without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Amen. Made nigh by the blood of Christ. Aren't you glad tonight that you're made nigh by the blood of Christ? You know, we, this evening, you ought to be glad that the Spirit of the Lord drew you here. I just heard this morning from a sister that a young man got saved today also. You know, I thank the Lord. I love to hear what's going on and what's happening. And God is saving. Right? Listen. Amen. If you find a case that you think is the worst case, get them to Jesus. Amen. If you find a case that's too difficult for you, get him to Jesus. There isn't a case too difficult for Jesus. When you have problems, when you are sorted out with situations, Jesus comes and gives you the victory again and again. Amen. The Lord changes situations. I remember sitting in a courthouse and praying in myself, Lord, Jesus judges mine. Because I don't want to go down to that place down the road. I wasn't afraid to go. But I knew if I went that God couldn't use me like he wanted to use me. God seen to it. He's a mighty God.
Amen.
He changes the things that were for you. He has now given you life. Whenever they say death, Jesus says life. There is a way that seemeth right unto you. But the end of that's death. It surely is death. Now, do you think every man you see down there in that place and they're waving their rainbow flags, do you think they all understand? And I've seen people saying Christians for pride. The only Christian that I knew for pride was Lucifer. He was one of God's right-hand men right up there in the kingdom. And he was the main man for pride, or he was a Christian for pride. Now listen, he wanted to be so like Christ, he wanted to get right up into the high seas of the north. He wanted to exalt himself above the Most High. But God cast him out, one third of the angels with him. Now you may say tonight, oh, you know the wonderful thing tonight? Whenever the hyssop was took and the blood was applied onto the house, onto the lintel, the blood is applied tonight on your life if you have Jesus. Amen. If you don't have him, the enemy can come in like a flood and overflow you and drown you. The enemy can take your life tonight if you haven't the blood of Jesus applied. This is not a fairy tale story. God is real. A man once rode by a Mason Hall and he was on a high-powered motorbike. And the man went out, I'm sure you've heard the story before, and he said, listen, you're interrupting our meeting. If you'll just calm down, read it anytime you want, but we're having a meeting here. And the guy said something like, I'll ride it to hell. Now listen, words are powerful. Words are powerful. That man ended up getting killed on that bike. Now, I'm not trying to scare you tonight, but I'm being real. The world's false, but Christ's real. A man and a man, that's not a marriage. A woman and a woman, that is not a marriage. We see here, and you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Listen, don't meet someone out there, and they're maybe spewing over themselves, or they're maybe using extreme language to you. And don't get yourself on a big high horse and jump into the MOT center. Oh, flat tire, bad indicator. No. Jesus died for you. And when Jairus' daughter was raised from the dead and all the things that the king done, and there he was on a cross, and he was nailed on that cross for me and for you, and he died a real death. He didn't taste it. He died. He had to die. Like Leviticus said about the blood. I'll just read quickly what Leviticus says about the blood of Jesus. 17 verse 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for you souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. When someone says, how can you be saved? Listen. The scripture says in Revelation, no man was worthy. The scripture also says, man that is born of a woman is a few days and he's full of joy and praise. No, no, no. It says he's a few days and full of trouble. So if you want to meet someone for encouragement, they'll be full of trouble. But God says to you tonight, like he said to Paul, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Amen. I couldn't leave the house at 5 o'clock in the morning, or I couldn't come back at night without a prayer to the King. It is him that keeps me. Listen, every day with Jesus is an anointed day. When anybody here ever go on a really fancy holiday that you were so excited about and you could hardly sleep, could I see a show of hands? If anybody, yes, there's been a few people's had an exciting holiday out of the town. Right, I want to say this here, and I want you to catch what I'm saying. You were glad to get on that holiday. Whoa, it could have been America, it could have been Canada, it could have been Australia, New Zealand, China, India. Wherever that place was you wanted to go, you were excited. But I want to ask you tonight, when I come to meetings, and I want to praise the King, the one that set me free. And I'm getting excited. Because I know he's coming. And people set their hands as tied. They can't lift their hands. They don't want to worship the King. The King that gave his life for you on a cross. And even Peter, the big tough fisherman, he cut the ear of that high priest that came, the guy that came in the garden to lift the King. He cut his ear off. And whenever he came back out later, he says, you're one of them boys. No, no, not me. He denied our King. But in mercy, Jesus still loved him. You don't have a friend like that. I'll tell you better, you can't find a brother like that. The Bible says it. A brother is an adversary, but a friend, woo, is one that sticketh closer than a brother. I'm excited tonight. Because the devil wanted me to stay with him. But I'm not with him tonight. I'm with the King. I've seen souls pointed to Jesus off the street. I've seen harlots saved. I've seen drunks. I've seen beggars. I've seen them coming to Jesus. And I was the chief of them. And Tommy used to say to me, I want to pray you into the kingdom, boy. All I had a notion of doing was doing the splits and training for the fight. And I used to go and fight. I fought in the Elam church in Tremor one night. If I says I'll bring you to church, I says, if the guy was here tonight, he could tell you. I says, if I can get fighting, I'll go. He says, I'll set up a ring. And he set up a ring with chairs. And my best friend at that stage was a guy called Gary Jesse. He could tell you it was the first time he was knocked out in his life. And I caught him after he threw a lot of punches at me. He was thrown at me like an old woman. And I say this honestly tonight, you know, I can't break it down anyway. It's me telling you my story. And I caught him with my right hand, and I just lifted into him. I just caught him nice and good. As mean to put him away. I didn't want to fool about with him. And I knocked him right out, sparkled. And the guy that brought me to church was a European kickboxing champion. And he said to me after I seen that, he says, well, maybe not spar, but that guy was such a thing for me, him and Tommy, because he kept saying the same thing Tommy said. He says, I'll pray. And I says, I have a brother, says that boy. And I says, people used to say things about Tommy and Ada, lurch them outside and then boom, flatten their nose. Because they said the wrong thing. He could have done it, but he was changed. And God wanted to change me. But I wanted to change a few things before I got to God. But listen, I paid for that. I had to pay fines. You've heard the old song, the world has I fought the law and the law won. But I want to tell you tonight, the greatest law is the law of Jesus. The greatest law is the law of victory that overcomes our flesh. And you know, there was nothing wrong with the law that the Lord sent. You had the great Levitical priests and all the great fellas. They weren't great enough. Did you know that tonight? They weren't great enough. And our king came from the tribe of Judah. You know what I want to say tonight? The Lord loves you. I want to tell you tonight, I'll just be a few more minutes, but I want to tell you this tonight. He has quickened me. You know, something's quickened. I told a guy, he kept asking me would I come to the gym with him. And you know, he asked me would I go for a drink. I says, I've had a drink already. And I says, a drink I had, boy. I says, I'll never thirst again. He says, what sort of stuff was that? I says, new wine. He said, what sort of new wine? I says, it was Jesus. He poured in the oil and the wine. The guy says, Brock, you're nuts, but I'd like to get some of that. So he kept asking me if Papa wouldn't go. So I said, listen, why don't you come with me? I says, I go for a walk, and sometimes I'll just read a few scriptures and go for a walk. And this guy was a Roman Catholic. And that's not a bad word. There's some people who are Roman Protestants in here. But we thank God tonight. Amen. You know, and this guy says, Rock, I want to go here. Something different about you, boy. And he followed me round and round. And another guy came to me one day, had worked for a while, and he says, you're a man of God. And I says, listen, fella. I says, I'm no different than you, boy. I says, but I serve a king. And I says, he give me a pardon. He says, well, boy, what bed is that? I says, listen. I says, it's like this. I says, whenever you know someone has a disease, and I says, they need the right type of blood to match their blood. So you have to search around for that. Isn't that right? And the blood has a voice. If I wanted to know if any of you guys were cyclists, weightlifters, or runners, and I wanted to know you were on illegal enhancing drugs, I could just take a sample of your blood, and it'll speak right up on this board. It'll say you have high blood pressure, low blood pressure, medium blood pressure. It'll say if too much this, too much that. Your blood speaks for you. But I want to tell you about a blood tonight that speaks more than that. Amen. The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And it'll fit everyone.
Amen.
That has sinned. And it'll wash the meanest, vilest sinner. And it'll set him free. Aren't you glad about that tonight?
Amen.
But I'm not getting away from that holiday. God has reminded me. See that holiday you were excited about? One day, Jesus himself is going to come. And you're going to go up to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall you ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is coming back. Listen, some people say you're brainwashed. But I thank God for that. I am brainwashed with the blood of Jesus. I had a way that seemed right onto me, and you can see in this here. But I was quickened. I was dead in trespasses and sins. But now I'm quickened. If somebody beside me doesn't know me while I left my hands, yes. Because I'm not worried about them. See, Jesus sees every one of you. And God wants you to praise him. In the off season and in the on season. He doesn't want you to lift your hand and scratch your head. I seen a fella doing that once. I had to get it in, Brother Colin. Put your hand up and be proud to wave to the king. Because you're proud of Sodom. But I'm glad tonight because of Jesus.
Amen.
The life giver. Jesus has done so much for me, I couldn't take time to tell you tonight. Personally, physically, every road. Can the Lord set you free? Yes. Can he give you health? Yes. Is that my word? No, it's his. Even to your very navel.
Amen.
Has everybody faith? Well, let's have a look at that now. You know, God has imparted faith. But I want to say this. There's also a people out there, and they don't want to attain God in their mind at all. They don't want to attain them. They're children with no faith, and the Bible says it in Deuteronomy. But I want to say this tonight. You ought to be glad tonight that you had faith to bow the knee and ask the Lord to save you. Aren't you glad tonight that Jesus and his mercy saved you? See, God, Gary once preached a sermon, osmoregulation, I think was the word used in the sermon. The trout doesn't have that. And you know, another brother came here and he preached and he said about imaginary cells and certain things. You know, people see how that little fella changes into a butterfly. But look, I'll be honest with you. From personal experience, God took my reprobate mind and he changed it for his glory. I thank God I had the privilege of seeing over 50 odd people in one evening, one to the Lord, one on one. Not a mass, but one on one. Now to me, that's special. I've seen things that God has done. Did man do it? No. I remember a situation getting over a railway bridge and there was another man with me. He was dressed better than me. He had a apparel of a Pharisee on him. He was dressed with unique clothing that men looked at him. And he had a special walk. That's how he walked. He was great to the world's eyes. He was a special man. The world couldn't talk to him. But here I was with a shirt and a pair of jeans, I think. Praise the Lord, I was able to cover myself. And I get out over a wall. And at that time in Dublin, they were saying about people running about needles, saying, welcome to the world of AIDS, stabbing people with needles. If you fear that, don't leave the door. But you ought to fear nothing when Jesus the Christ is in you. The Lord will overpower every situation with you. I had the privilege of getting out over that wall and meeting drunks, drug out all them type of people. It was maybe 12, 13 if I recall. And I came out over to them, shook their hands. I think I had something in my pocket, a bar of chocolate, I gave one. And I took all the wine bottles, I set them down, and says, I want you to pray. We're going to pray. And they all looked like, what? Meanwhile, the guy on the bridge, oh, be careful, brother, be careful. Listen, whenever men win the battle, they don't need other soldiers with them saying, be careful, brother. Go you on out, I'll wait here, get you down to the door. I see how it's getting on. I remember people like that want to fight you. Well, go in. Go you in first, Brock. And then I'm sort of tight, we'll come in. And you'd have heard the car screeching, the wheels heading away. They left you with it. And that's true. And like you heard a brother saying this morning, when he was in jail, not one of his big, tough friends came to visit him. But I want to tell you, your tough friends could do nothing for you. But Jesus the Christ, he did all things for you. And all things will become new. You, listen, God has dealt with men in here that had drink problems. And he set them free.
Amen.
He's dealt with people in here that had all types of problems. And he set them free. Has God changed? Never will he change. Because he is a mighty God. And we hold to his unchanging hand. His unseen hand. God's real. Don't worry about it. Just leave the situation out over to the king. Amen. Whenever the giants, the men look like grasshoppers before the giants, I'm going to close. But I want to say something tonight. I needed the blood of Jesus. I had a friend and he went out on New Year's Eve. And he got beat to death. And he died that evening. He fought off three or four boys. He was doing good, but they murdered him. I met a friend. A friend rung me to tell me the news. He says, Rocky, he was doing good, he says, but when he went down, that was it. They murdered him like a dog. The world will take you out like a dog. But Jesus wants to give you life. You're precious to him tonight. He loves you. He set you free. We don't come here to play church. I only can lift my hands to praise the King. I'll have to answer one day if he says, there you lay on them seats, sluggard, trying to sleep while I was trying to talk. I'd say, Lord, you know that I would lift my hands. I read about Moses one day and his hands was propped up. There's something about lifting up the hands, friends, tonight. There's a power in lifting up your hands. Keep your hands up. God will give the power. I can tell you, if you've ever had a situation, lift your hands up. And your heart has to pump the blood into the hands. And then your heart has to work. You can exercise your heart tonight. And I'll tell you, God is in the business of getting you to exercise. People say to things, what does God want tonight from you? You can do absolutely nothing but lean on him, look to him, and praise him. Praise him. Listen. Aren't you glad tonight? That young man's life was cut off. And the words he said to me, and I cried after it for a while. He said, Brock, there's one thing you always told him about the Lord. And that was amazing, because that guy wasn't even a Christian, the guy that told me it. And he says, you always told him about the Lord. And before I left him, I says, what about yourself? Are you relying on the King coming? Are you relying on Jesus? And you know, many times we want to tell people things on the side of our hands. Now is the day of the Lord. Now is the accepted time. Don't think you're in this meeting tonight and you'll go out of it and there's a chance you're going to get fully home. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to be real tonight. God's real. See that holiday I told you about? If I leave this place tonight and I don't make it to the earthly joint that I'm staying at, Jesus, if he takes me tonight, you rejoice. Rejoice. I was stepping out of this into the mansion. And it'll be like, it can't contain the spirit. This can't, God's spirit. You can't put it in a jar. He's all over the world. He's all over. God is awesome. And when you leave this place here, you'll go to be with the King. I say anybody tonight, we're going to close here, and I want to thank the Lord. If you're in this meeting tonight, and you don't know the Lord is your Savior, and you want me to pray for you tonight, or you want to pray in your seat where you're sitting, all, I just want you to bow your heads tonight. Because you know the Lord's real. And he used anyone tonight. But if you're in this meeting tonight, and I'll tell you this here with truth, I'm being real tonight. There was very few things that would have scared me and things like that. I'm not trying to be a tough guy. I'm just being honest. But I want to say, at one time I was afraid of death because it was real. And when your heart stops and it's all over, you're going to want to know where you're going to be. Are you going to be lying in a deep, dark pit with the worms chewing on you and your soul bound for hell? Or you want to be with Jesus? If you want the Lord tonight, just as an indication, would you lift up your hand tonight if you would like to get saved? If you're here tonight and you're not saved and you need the King to save you, would you lift your hand? I'm not going to appeal any longer. We're going to thank the Lord, and then our brother is going to come. Dear Lord Jesus, we give you praise. I just pray, Lord, anything that I've said, Lord Jesus, Lord, if it was dishonoring you, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. Lord, to let the people see, Lord Jesus. Lord, you are the real deal. Lord Jesus, you're the real thing. Lord, Coca-Cola is just a drink. Lord Jesus, your life and thy Holy Ghost power is real tonight. And Lord, we thank you for the blood, Lord, that was shed for us. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you'll convict men, Lord, of their sin. And even anyone would hear this, Lord, you'll convict them of sin and save them. Lord, we just pray and hope, Lord, that you'll do a mighty work, for we know you're coming soon. And Lord, bless the pastor, Lord, and the song leader, Lord. We thank you, Lord, also for the pastor, Lord, and the times that he witnessed to me. And Lord Jesus, many times prayed for me, Lord, when I couldn't pray for myself. Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, that I'm here tonight, Lord, because of his prayers, Lord. Lord, I appreciate it. Lord, I give you thanks for that, Lord. I pray, Lord Jesus, tonight, Lord, that if anybody needed a touch, Lord, you would touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. I pray, Lord Jesus, also, Lord, that one day, Lord, when I went to them waters, Lord, of baptism, Lord, you baptized me and filled me with the Holy Ghost. I just pray, Lord, that people will get that experience, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that they'll have a reality of Jesus, Lord, in their life. Now, Lord, we give you all the honor and all the praise. We thank you for your health and your strength tonight, Lord. And Lord Jesus, you are our provision tonight. And you meet all our needs tonight. Now, Lord, we praise your holy name. And we ask that all things would be done, Lord Jesus, to glorify and lift up the holy name that's above every name. The name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless.
Praise the Lord. Isn't the Lord good? Praise God. Let's stand our feet. Praise God. You know, God's wanting rugged men. Rugged men and women. It's real. Praise God. It's true, isn't it? You know, when you think of it, Peter was a rough fella, but look how the Lord used him. And I'm not going to preach or say anything tonight. I believe it's a real mistake a lot of ministers make. Many times after a service, they get up behind a man that's preached or testified, and they think they need to add a bit to it to help God out. God needs no help. And I believe the Lord has spoken tonight. And I believe the Lord's called Ian, and I believe Ian can do things others can't do. That God's made him like that. That he's no fear. He can go out into places where maybe some of us wouldn't want to go. And the Lord uses him in them places, into pubs and different places. And he's seen people saved in different places. And I thank God for it. And I thank God that he answers prayers. Praise God. I mind the night he came. I remember it well. You know, the day I told him, I'm going to pray you in. After I told him that, things got worse. They didn't get better. They got worse. And he near got himself jailed. Just after that, he was close to getting jailed. But the Lord got a hold of him.
Amen.
Because I believe, as believers, we have authority and we can ask God to send the Holy
Amen.
Ghost on somebody. And I believe God will do it if we believe it.
Amen.
Brother's going to sing, and we're going to sing a few songs. And if you do feel moved tonight or further want prayer while we're singing, you come forward. And I know Ian will come and pray for you, and I'll pray for you. And even if it's sickness or anything at all tonight, Jesus Christ is a healer. And we're going to have more testimony services over the next few months. I'm going to get another brother to do it. Maybe not next week, every week, but every few weeks we're going to have it. And we're going to give opportunity. Every young man that I can see as a minister with any gift in them, I want them to use it. And if I have to poke some of you a bit to get you to use it, I'm going to do it. Because you just sit in a church for 50 years and say, well, they never got a chance. Well, I don't want you ever to say that about me. You're going to get a chance. So my eyes are going everywhere looking. And I'm going to be praying and watching. Because it says watch and pray. The Lord bless you. God bless Jenny, and God bless when the tremendous what the Lord's done. Wasn't it amazing? Her mother hold her down and tell her, don't you be doing that. She did it anyhow. Yeah. When you get something that's real, nothing can stop it. Praise God. The Lord bless you. Don't forget a Wednesday night. We're preaching every Wednesday night about the Holy Ghost. Come along if you're free. And we're not just talking about it. We want to experience the power of the Holy Ghost moving in the meetings. We want liberty and freedom of spirit and the movement of spirit. We want to see people filled, and we want to see the nine gifts of spirit in operation amongst us. Go ahead, brother. The Lord bless you. God bless each one.
One night, I'm an associate.